Much of the entertainment world and Glee fans are coming to grips with the news this morning that Naya Rivera is now missing, presumed dead, after taking a trip to a California lake with her 4-year-old son. Really sad story.
He had his life jacket on. She did not. Hers was left on the boat.
And apparently the Ventura County Sheriff reports that the boy was found on the pontoon boat by himself, actually sleeping. And then they come and rescued him. And then you started a rescue mission to find her. She's still yet to be found.
Yeah.
Naya Rivera.
Yeah.
From Glee.
Oh. 33 years old. And, you know, when they go back into, this is where social media is really interesting, because they'll go back and look at posts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was there a sign that there was a problem? And not at all. There was a post that was done last week about, you know, live every day, be positive through this terrible time, or whatever the verbiage was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one of those things where, you know, there she is being a good mom and putting the life preserver on her 4-year-old. She did it. It's a rental boat. It's like a pontoon kind of thing. She didn't come back after the allotted 2.5-3 hours. So what they do is they go looking for you, and when they got there, the little boy was sleeping and her life preserver was left on the boat. So they stopped, as you said, Jamar, you know, looking for her last night, and they're going to resume looking for her today. But oh, what a sad thing. 33 years old. Awful.
Yeah,
it's just a weird accident, you know?
Terrible. It's like so weird to think that she's probably not going to be with us anymore. It's just like, oh, Naya Rivera?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Some may remember that she had a brief stint with rapper Big Sean. They dated for a little bit before breaking up. And then, you know, she had a marriage that didn't work out. And now, I don't know.
We'll have to wait and see. Another member from the Glee family, she's unaccounted for at this time. So that was the sad news in the world of entertainment.
I read this story this morning. I was thinking about myself, I'm a very good swimmer. But, you know, whenever I go out to, like, one of these public, you know, like a lake or a body of water, I don't usually put on a life preserver. But, that's not cool. I should probably do that.
Yeah, you know.
You just never know what could happen.
You're right, because, you know, there's always these stories about people going, oh, I'm a good swimmer. But, like, let's say you jump in and you hit your head.
You hit your head.
Yeah.
You get a cramp. Anything can happen. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you're pretty much at the mercy of, you know, your own efforts and the water.
That's right.
And that's a recipe for disaster. So gave me a little pause this morning when I read that story.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's probably.
And she's only 33, too. And then you know her from TV, and you think about, what do I do when I go swimming? You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, so, you know, no matter what level of swimming you're at, you should definitely always use a life device, life preserver, life jacket, or a little floaty.
Yeah.